Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve, so you can understand you have the control of your and your family's health. We have top guests at 3:30 and 5:30, the top environmental reports that affect your health with our segment from Gary Ginsberg, and it's a great segment today, What's Toxic, What's Not, and of course, the top medical news of the week. You may be listening to us on one of the 30 or more terrestrial stations. That's the normal radio stations. Some carry only the first hour, some only the second hour. We hope yours carries both hours. But if you are out of network, that is out of your local listening area, or any place, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. And by late in the afternoon on Saturday, it's usually on the website RadioMD.com, and you can listen to both hours of the show. In any case, today we have as our guest at the bottom of the hour the incredible professor of medicine and engineering at University of South California, starter of a couple companies, Navigenics and Proteomics, David Angus. He's a professor of medicine and engineering, as I said, at USC, and he's written a great new book. I understand it's a great new book. He has written older books that have been great, A Short Guide to a Long Life, but this one is called, and the end of medicine, if you will, but this one is called The Lucky Years. I didn't get it yet. Somehow we normally get it, and I, as you know, I try and read it, so I'm going to be asking him a whole bunch of questions that I expect will be appropriate to The Lucky Years, how to thrive in the brave new world of healthcare. The End of Illness was his other book, in addition to A Short Guide to a Long Life. So that's with David Angus at the bottom of the hour. Agus, A-G-U-S, A-G-U-S. Why do I keep wanting to put a extra an extra consonant in there? In any case, David Angus at the bottom of the hour. And at the second hour, at Gary Ginsberg will talk to us, and I'll cover those in just a second. But the order we're going to go in today, we're going to take your first questions. We've had a bunch of questions on Zika. I'm going to take one of the questions on the Zika virus as the first start of today's questions, if you will. And then we'll cover the Well Beyond Wellness. That's the wellness foreplay. Not a very happy wellness foreplay, but it's what you need to know about Zika. Then we'll talk about Well Beyond Wellness. Long-term marijuana use is associated with worse verbal memory. How much? And should you be worried about it? We'll talk about Fat Wars. What this, if you will, thing by Nina Tackles and Steve Nissen say, because they're way off. Then there is still a consideration of you should avoid foods with saturated fat. I'm going to come to the True Health Initiative. Many of the nation's best physicians, scientists have come together in this True Health Initiative, and we're going to talk about keeping you healthy by letting you understand what Fat Wars is all about. It's about selling books by Nina Tackles and apparently supporting her by Steve Nissen, who gets the publicity from it. I have no idea why Steve's doing it. He doesn't know anything about nutrition, as he's proven over the years by his statements about nutrition. 2 years ago, he would have said, nutrition doesn't even matter, diet doesn't matter if you're optimally cared for medically. He had to retract those when studies on people who are optimally cared for went on the Mediterranean diet and lowered their risk of coronary disease by an astounding 62% more. Diet does matter, and you should listen to people, the preponderance of the evidence. I'm going to tell you what that is, and it isn't what Nissen and Tycho are saying now. I can't even pronounce her name either. For weight loss, portion control rules. More exercise doesn't always mean more weight loss. And another study out of UC San Francisco, caffeine doesn't give you heart palpitations, study finds. The headline isn't really what the study says. The study says that if you're able to tolerate it and you don't have palpitations, it's unlikely to cause them to increase as you consume it. That's back to those people who get a benefit, and we'll cover that about caffeine. Those people who get a benefit, that's personalized medicine because they're doing it for their N of one, if you will. They're studying themselves and then going on. What that really means is they're likely to be fast metabolizers of caffeine. Fast metabolizers only get benefit, none of the side effects from caffeine. That's the Automega segment. And in back pain, this is Wellness for Play with the number 4 segment. Exercise is best. Devices and surgery, like Nissen on nutrition, no benefit, no expertise. What's your type? With diabetes, it can be unclear. We'll talk about the fact that there is, and in fact, I'm going to put this to David Agus, because in America, there is no red America or blue America. There's just a needlessly sick America, causing income inequality and decaying standard of living for all of us. I heard that next year, and it'll come out in April, so it will affect the political campaign, because the rates, although they will be, the insurance companies will talk to the insurance regulators in April. That's when they're required to submit their requests in most states. But by late October, these rates will be 30% changes. That's what I'm told will happen, at least 30% changes. It's all caused by the needlessly sick America, which is causing income inequality and declining standard of living. David Agus will obviously tell us how not to be needlessly sick. And why are you lucky? That's right. He will include the lucky years, how to thrive in the brave new world of health. The second hour, we're going to talk with Gary Ginsberg. As I said, that's always my highlight of the second hour because I learned so much. Is it just bad luck, or can toxic chemicals make you fat? Underage drinking in Tennessee is due to methanol fatalities now. Safer flame retardants found in surprisingly high levels in indoor air in California. What that means for you. And a town in upstate New York has a lot of PFOA. We'll ask Gary Ginsberg what PFOA stands for. It also is a cancer risk, and why you, no matter where you live, have to be a little bit aware of that and a little bit cognizant of it. It's a big issue. And then I'm going to talk a lot about this needlessly sick and other items. But let's first get to your question about the Zika virus. I think I can cover that before our first break. The question was sent by Susan in Biloxi, Missouri. I think that's Biloxi, Missouri. Maybe it's Biloxi, Mississippi. My husband and I are trying to have a baby, and we live along the Gulf Coast. Okay, that's Mississippi. I am terrified of Zika virus. We'll get here, and we won't know it. Should we put off trying to get pregnant? And that's Susan G. Susan, you and millions of other women are worried about this virus. Started in Africa. We didn't care about it much because it didn't seem to cause any major problem. It was like a light mosquito bite, no big deal. You itched, you scratched. Occasionally you had arthritis with it, but it really wasn't a big deal. But now it seems the virus has mutated, and that's caused the children born with mothers who have had this or right before pregnancy a smaller than normal head and suffer developmental, intellectual, hearing, vision, balance, and speech problems. So the CDC and prevention, that is our Center for Disease Control and Prevention, has issued a level 2 travel alert to all women who are pregnant and who are likely to get pregnant. And we'll come back and discuss what this means for you right after these important messages on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists, and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. When we were rudely interrupted by those commercials, and I want to thank the sponsors, so that's why we're on the air. We were answering a question from Susan G. of Biloxi. My husband and I are trying to have a baby. We live along the Gulf Coast. I'm terrified of Zika. So as of this writing, the CDC has issued a level 2 travel alert to all women who are pregnant or become pregnant because this virus seems to have mutated to cause microencephaly. That's a small brain, small head, developmental disorders, intellectual disorders, hearing, vision, balance, and speech problems, and real problems for the kid growing up normally. So you're right, you want to avoid Zika at all costs. But that doesn't mean not trying to get pregnant. It's now 23 countries in South America, in Central America, Puerto Rico, Samoa, Cap Verde. It's viruses, it's areas that have the Aedes aegypti, and one of the other Aedes viruses. The other Aedes virus seems to be coming to North America. So get pregnant now and then stay inside during mosquito season. And we say put on your clothes, EPA certified insect repellents such as permethrin and DEET. Now, for most folks, the virus causes only minor symptoms, so young, old, male or female, if you're traveling to an infected area, you might get a rash or joint pain, red eyes, get a blood test. Red eyes is another one of the symptoms it has. But for most people, this isn't a problem. So you want to make sure you avoid, once you get pregnant, you totally avoid those areas. You totally protect yourself during those 9 months of pregnancy. Those are tough months, I realize, but you also want to totally protect yourself. So only be inside, I would say, or inside mosquito netting at all times. And although the World Health is sounding an alarm, it's too early to say it will come to Biloxi or the Gulf Coast or any other areas, but you might as well, if you're going to get pregnant, and if you want to, go ahead, try, but remember to stay inside. That's probably an easier way to get pregnant, too. Stay inside during this period of time. Kids are great. They're wonderful. And as long as you keep inside, that's a great thing. And besides, remember, researchers are working diligently on developing a vaccine to prevent Zika, so that should happen probably in 6 or 8 months. But five things you should know. One, it's transmitted primarily by mosquitoes. Two, it rarely causes symptoms. Three, the biggest concerns are birth defects and paralysis. Four, the virus is moving quickly. And five, there's no vaccine yet. So those are the big items to remember about Zika at this time. Now, in the meantime, we've got another question, which rather than go to the news of the week, I think I'll try and do the other question. And because this is a favorite question of mine. My friend is suffering, and it's from Beth P. in Charlotte, North Carolina. My friend is suffering from the symptoms of menopause, but she's afraid to take hormone therapy because of all the negative things she's heard. I told her I did it. I'm still doing it. I'm only 6 years post-menopause, and it saved me from a world of woes. I listen to your radio show. I do take 2 baby aspirin every day with it. Should I convince her it could be beneficial? First, One, Beth P., I appreciate it, and I know your friend didn't tell us her name, so no problem. But the things that are risk factors for badness with hormone therapy are a family history of breast, ovarian, or endometrial cancer, or a really easy clotting abnormality. If you have those, probably you should be on 2 baby aspirin a day with a half a glass of warm water anyway, since, in fact, the aspirin decreases breast, ovarian, and endometrial cancer, decreases heart disease, decreases the clotting tendency. But the second thing is, read our chapter in You Staying Young. I don't know if it's free online, but most libraries have, since it was a bestseller and sold, I think, 4.8 million copies, the original. The revised edition is out, You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual to Extending Your Warranty. Get the revised copy if you're going to buy it online or in ebooks. Read Chapter 10. You'll learn, we believe that hormone therapy with 2 baby aspirins a day makes you younger, significantly so, reduces your risk of if you look at all-cause disability, all-cause death. You want to start the baby aspirin beforehand. So do read that chapter. It has a pro, con, and why we think the old studies missed it. So tell your friend that news and that we recommend using bioidentical estrogen plus micronized progestin. They're both available in pharmaceutical grade, not too expensive. It's encapsulated to protect it from damaging digestive acids, and you don't need progesterone, by the way, if you've had a hysterectomy. Also, we say 2 days before starting hormone therapy, start taking low-dose aspirin, a total of 162 milligrams a day. I take it every day. Most men over the age of 35 and women over the age of 40, the benefits are greater than the risks. I'm pulling out my aspirin now, as you can probably hear, and I'm going to take it and the other of my Fab 6, if you will, the Spectacular 6. You can go to clevelandclinicwellness.com and find out my own personal recommendations. But those are great things to take, and two baby aspirin a day, yeah, it does have risk. It does increase GI bleeding, and significantly so, but as long as you take it with a half a glass of warm water before and after, so it lands in the water, that decreases your risk 70%, and the benefit is greater than the risk. Not that it's risk-free, but the benefit is greater than the risk in almost all men over 35, women over 40. Remember also, get 8 hours of sleep nightly. Eat plenty of produce, including garlic and onions, and healthy fats, and avoid saturated and trans fats. Those things are great, as is aerobic exercise, at decreasing the side effects of menopause. So that's our advice, and I guess the best advice we have is to read chapter 10 in the book, where we go over both the pros and cons. By the way, someone has said, what's the best chapter to discuss vaccines? We questioned 150 people, Dr. Oz and I did, Mehmet, in our book, You Raising Your Child. And that is the chapter in that book on vaccines. It's You Raising Your Child, the Owner's Manual from First Breath to First Grade, has a great summary of both the current knowledge, the risks and benefits. They're not without risk, but the benefit is more than 40,000 times the risk. It's like you winning the lottery incredible number of times. It does have some risk, but you'll see we stick with an original schedule is fine, and we have the alternative schedule that is also acceptable and still prevention. But vaccines have been one of the great discoveries of this century, so we're strongly in favor of those. When we come back from this break, we're going to find out with a great doctor, Dr. David Agus. He's an oncologist, which means he treats cancer patients, as you know, from my own belief about my still caring for patients. It's a great advantage to be caring for patients because you really get to understand an awful lot of medicine by the stories patients tell you, by listening to your patients. And he still does that, even though he's a great writer, A Short Guide to a Longer Life and The End of Illness are his prior New York Times bestsellers. And this book is, in fact, a wonderful book, we're told. I didn't get to read it, The Lucky Years, How to Thrive in a Brave New World of Healthcare.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have an outstanding guest for you in this half hour. David Agus wrote The End of Illness, a number one New York Times bestseller, followed it up with A Short Guide to a Long Life, one of my favorite books because it is really short. It's 65 items, and it covers almost everything, maybe everything that's important for you to stay well. And that's really the point. I was at a conference with a group of us who were discussing what was happening in health, some of which were health insurers, most of whom are not making money this year. That is, they're living on their reserves, the reserves they put away. And they indicated to me that they're going to have to put into state regulators next year 30 to 50% increase in insurance rates. These include California, the big state, and New York, and even in Massachusetts. And you say, if they put in that big increases. You say, why is that? And they say, because it's finally that the needless chronic disease is catching up with us. As I watched TV today, I couldn't help but think of asking a question to David Agus, which is, I don't think we're a red nation or a blue nation. We're a needlessly sick nation, and how are we going to change that? David, The Lucky Years is the new book. He is a professor of medicine and engineering at the University of South Carolina, heads University of Southern California's Westside Cancer Center, so he still practices, and is the Center for Applied Medicine and Molecular Medicine director there as well. He's an international leader, but let's not waste time with any more introduction. David, thanks for coming on. How do we stop us from being needlessly sick?
Michael, you know, the way I look at it, it's one simple thing. We all have a right to do what we want in our country. We can smoke, we can sit all day, we can drink all the sugary sodas we want, but does society have the obligation to pay for the healthcare ramifications of our behavior? We've gone away from personal responsibility, and I do think we have to go back. Do the non-smokers want to subsidize the smokers? Do the people who sit all day want to subsidize the people who exercise? It's a critical question we have to address.
And how do we, what I keep saying, and you and I feel very similarly on this from your answer to that question, my problem is, if you will, is how do I motivate those of my patients who, I have a unique patient group, so obviously it doesn't pertain, but how do you motivate the vast majority of America? 33% of us are obese, another 33% overweight. We have a real risk of diabetes going up to 50% of the total population of the nation by 2050. How do we motivate that, or how do we change the whole structure so we get healthy and stay healthy?
Question. I mean, there's no simple answer to it, or obviously we'd be doing it. You know, last week I wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal calling for companies to consider a new position of chief health officer. You know, 15 years ago, they all did it around technology when there was a boom in technology, and all of a sudden, you know, we were using computers and everything was changing. Well, the same is happening in health. The technology and the knowledge we have is unparalleled. Big data is opening up dramatic new things. And we need leadership. To get normative behavior change, you need leadership, and it's sorely lacking in the health space. So companies have to step up for their employees and the families of employees. And at the same time, we need leadership there. You know, we've lacked it. You know, an amazing study came out earlier this year that's wild, and I'm sure you've talked about it before on your radio show, about artificial sweeteners. You know, when they first came out, they were the perfect food. They hit your sweet tooth, yet they weren't absorbed to zero calories. Very clever researchers did a study, first in mice, then in 20-year-olds, where they gave them any of the FDA-approved artificial sweeteners, and after several weeks, they all had markers of diabetes or prediabetes. They said, hey, that's interesting. And then they gave them antibiotics followed by the artificial sweeteners and no elevation in the markers of diabetes or prediabetes. So what happened is these artificial sweeteners changed the bacteria in the GI tract to push the system toward diabetes. So for years, we had done clinical trials in the science world saying, well, people who are obese didn't lose weight on these artificial sweeteners because they must have cheated and eaten food. No, because the science was wrong. And so the challenge now is to educate based on real science and real data to make change.
Now, so do you think, let's go, when you say we're in the lucky years, first of all, tell us why you wrote the book and why you titled it The Lucky Years.
You know, I'm a believer and I'm an optimist in the change. And all of a sudden, literally every week now, there is a new discovery in our space that's changing health and health care. And so just several years ago, it wasn't happening. You know, the perfect example is Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter announces to the world in a very brave fashion, I have a type of cancer that went to the brain, melanoma in his case. And just 2-3 years ago, that was a death sentence. Now, he's getting a drug that blocks a don't-eat-me signal on the cancer cell to allow his immune system to come in and make it a life sentence. A dramatic change in just several years. And we're at that point. But in order to benefit from the lucky years and the things that are happening now, you can't be passive. You have to focus on prevention. You have to focus on getting ready to benefit from these technologies. Healthcare doesn't come to you. You have to go to it to make the change.
Now, Now, one of the things that I think you've advocated for in this is, and is to have a health score for each company, if you will. That chief health officer is going to, if you will, assess the health of each company. When the CDC has really done that state by state, and when you do it state by state, you say, why would any company, why would a big automobile company open a new plant in one of those states which had high health risk, like Tennessee or Alabama or Georgia? Because the health costs are really regional, and they will be much greater health costs than, for example, if they opened a plant in California or Utah or Colorado even. So will this penetrate, do you think? Are we getting to the point where we're going to have to have some more serious regulation on this rather than just letting corporations try and do it?
You know, it's a really interesting question. You know, how do you get someone to change a behavior today that's going to affect them a decade, two or three decades from now? It's a challenge. You know, health plans aren't necessarily incentivized for it either, right? The average time on a health plan in our country is several years. So if I go on a preventive strategy that's going to prevent heart disease 10, 20 years down the road, another health plan will benefit. So we have to start to realign incentives here. You know, one heart attack costs the company $87,000 on average. One case of colon cancer costs the company $120,000 on average. And so when you start to present it in those ways, you say the goal is to keep employees through their lifetime, right? We don't want to have to change employees and retrain them, et cetera. We want to keep them aligned. The difference in the insurers at the companies, there's a real incentive here. And you're right. If I'm starting a new company, I'm not going to put it in Louisiana. I'm going to put it in a country where health care costs are much lower. Even the state of California, which is one of the lowest smoking rates of the country, close to 27% of our health care costs are tobacco-related. So it's something we need to address, and we need to talk about more and push out there. One of the things that's allowable now across every state in our country in the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's called, is you can differentially charge health insurance based on behavior. And I think once you start to tie that, whether it be a carrot or a stick, discount based on not smoking, or you actually charge a premium if you do smoke, then we need to make people realize what's going on here. And then that subsidy for the people with good behavior to the others makes a big difference.
You should find out more about this. We've got another segment with David Agus coming up right after the break, but you can go to his website, DavidAgus.com, and find out more about this book, The Lucky Years, and his other books, A Short Guide to a Long Life and The End of Illness. He really writes optimistically, obviously, as I do, because we hope it can change. When we come back, we've got some questions lined up. You can always call us on the lines or write us questions at udocs, udocs@gmail.com. Or we'll ask our own questions. We'll be right back with David Agus.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Roizen, and we're talking with David Agus at davidagus.com. He's the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, The End of Illness, as well as A Short Guide to a Long Life, and the book he has just written, The Lucky Years. If you will, this is a sensational chance to talk to him, and I know we've got a caller on the line with questions, but in addition, I want to go over one of the reasons. Why is it the lucky years, David? Give me an example, like from big data, why this makes us lucky.
Yeah, so historically, you and I, we wrote our medical records on a piece of paper, and they were stored in some cabinet somewhere. But now it's all going into databases. Some of the beginning studies of big data are coming out. An amazing one came out in Europe showing that the closer you live to the airport, the quicker the rate of brain decline as you get older, implying that the brain needs quiet at night to regenerate itself or help itself. And yet you miss that. You know, I have a 150-pound dog, and I wear those foam earplugs every night so I can get the quiet. She snores. The other is a wild one in ovarian cancer, showing that if you had ovarian cancer, you were on a blood pressure medicine called a beta blocker, a very simple generic drug, you lived many years longer than if you weren't. This was never an observation we would have come with in biology, but big data allowed us to make it, and now there are clinical trials ongoing to say if it's real, and my gut is it will be real. So So it's very exciting, the things we're finding out. You know, in Google, every time you search, the search today is better than yesterday. They improve things on a daily basis. When you and I practice medicine, it's very similar to what we did a decade and 2 decades ago. And with big data, that's going to change.
So this is one of the exciting reasons why we are in the lucky years and can really have a chance of living much healthier, much longer. Jim Graham, I know you're on the phone. You have a question for David, for our guest, David Agus. Ben, can you put our... Did we lose our questioner?
No, I'm right here.
Go ahead, ask.
I'm right here, Mike. Yes, Dr. Agus, thank you so much for taking my call. I saw where you wrote someplace that it said, pretty soon we may be able to turn cancer into a manageable condition that we'll be able to live with indefinitely. From my experience and what I've read and what I've seen personally in the past 2 years, cancer keeps growing. Don't we have to kill it before we eradicate it?
Great question. And, you know, the incidence of cancer isn't dramatically changing, but certainly we're not winning the war. I have patients who die every week from cancer. But for the first time in my career, I can walk into a room of a patient with advanced cancer with hope and optimism. And right now it comes from two buckets. It comes from what we call immunotherapy. The idea, like we talked about with Jimmy Carter, that I can block the don't eat me signal that every cancer cell has and allow the immune system to come in and attack it. There's several drugs on the market today that work in kidney cancer, skin cancer, some types of lung cancer, and several other cancers that can actually make cancer more of a chronic disease. The other big bucket that's exciting is what we call personalized or precision medicine, where literally overnight in any cancer patient in the U.S. now, we can look at the genes that are turning the cancer, the on and the off switches in the cancer, and there are dozens of drugs now on the market that can hit them. And so in many cases, almost half cases with cancer, I can identify a target and put a patient on a medicine that many times can give them better, longer quality life. But while that's exciting and encouraging, it does provide hope to end some of the suffering. We're still losing the war. So, you know, last week I was privileged to be in Davos at the World Economic Forum where President Biden talked about his moonshot and that he's going to lead our nation's effort to try to make a difference in this horrible disease, because certainly we need to do more.
Yeah.
So some of the things are coming out. Go ahead, Jim. Mr. Graham, did you have another question?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've got several of them here, and I don't want to take up your time, but I totally agree with his statement when he was talking about giving out the information on your health and your genetics and everything else. And when he says, when I explain to patients what can be done with this information that you're giving out, he hasn't had anybody say, don't share my data. And my wife, who you know, Mike, just passed away from cancer, said exactly the same thing when she was under treatment. She said that she hoped that anything she learned, that they learned from her problem, that they'd be able to, help somebody else with. And I think that's a terrific, terrific thing. Now, I had one other thing I wanted to ask him. Is it true, you know, this is a true or false question, that everybody has cancer in their body, and if it is true, is it the elements or your lifestyles that brings it out, or what triggers it if we all have that genetic?
You ask a responsible question. It's a very perceptive question you ask. You know, earlier this year, a study was done that I think was somewhat shocking, where they looked at the eyelid. You know, the eyelid is the only part of your body where you don't put sunscreen on when you're outside. And what they found is every genetic change of cancer in the cells of the eyelid, everybody studied, yet they didn't have cancer. So in addition to genetic changes, you need what we call a receptive environment. To me, cancer is a verb, not a noun. You're cancerous. One doesn't get cancer, one has cancer. And so in order to really treat cancer, I don't need to just target the cells, I need to change the system. You know, if you look at some of the most protective ways we have of preventing cancer, an aspirin and a statin, that class of drug like the Lipitor, both of them work by changing the system and blocking or tempering down inflammation. A and that's a clue there. You know, there's another big clue in nature, and it's really one of the coolest studies to come out this past year on elephants. Elephants are 40 times bigger than you or I, and actually women elephants give birth when they're 60. The men protect the herd until the day they die, and they don't get cancer. Yet we get, obviously, lots of cancer, and we're much smaller on a per-cell basis. Well, we have a gene called P53 that corrects DNA damage. You and I have one copy. Elephants have 20. So they evolved a way so they don't get cancer. In a sense, cancer is built within us, right? It happens after our childbearing age in general. Like, cancer before age 50 is relatively rare. And at that point, evolution says, hey, I don't care about them. They had their kids, which is the purpose of evolution. And so if we want to go to our 70s, 80s, and 90s, or 100 and live quality life, we have to focus on prevention.
So, and that we should end. Thank you very much, Mr. Graham, for your questions, Jim. And David, wonderful session as always. We will have to have you back. DavidAgus.com. David Agus is the author of the new book, The Lucky Years. It's got a lot of recommendations for it, The Lucky Years. It should follow. Remember, he wrote before The End of Illness, number one New York Times bestseller, and what has become my favorite, A Short Guide to a Long Life. Really simple, easy things, such as number 34, Don't Forget Your Teeth and Feet. We'll be back after these important messages. David, thank you very much. DavidAgus.com.